There has been a 1,700% increase in reported hate and bias crimes against Arabs, Muslims, and people perceived to be Arab or Muslim since September 11, 2001. That, at least according to Human Rights Watch. Harder to quantify are the smaller suspicions and slights that have also changed the lives of Arabs and Muslims over the past couple of years. Commentator Aaron Freeman has some advice for them.
The important thing is to not frighten the white people. This is my advice to my Arab brothers. I live in Chicago, where we have raised a bumper crop of white people of all the major varieties, Irish, Czech, Russian, plus, of course, hot and cold running wasps. I consider myself a connoisseur of white people, and believe me, scaring them is always a bad idea. This is something Arabs are just learning. In the 70s, many of us considered all Arabs Yasser Arafat, dangerous but quasi-heroic. Now, you're all bin Laden. Thus, let me suggest my Arab siblings a few techniques that have always relaxed the white people in my world. First, whenever possible, carry flowers. People associate flowers with love, romantic, parental, and otherwise. A man walking down the street carrying flowers is assumed on a mission of affection, and thus a threat to nothing but frowns. Also, toss a frisbee. With a friend or just up and down in the air as you walk. A man tossing a frisbee is a man at play. His mood is assumed to be light and his spirit joyous. Nobody crosses to the other side of the street for fear of a frisbee player. In general, whatever you can do to look whimsical will help keep white people calm. I, for example, ride a recumbent bicycle, and I have a propeller on my helmet for good measure. Pedaling down a Chicago street with my feet out in front and spinning plastic on my head, I seem at worst a nutty professor type, but mostly just nutty. In my harmless modes, women don't clutch their purses when they see me, old people don't quicken their steps, and I am rarely hassled by the police. Even Chicago cops don't pull you over for driving while flowered. Sure, my Arab siblings, you can refuse to pander to irrational white fear. Of course, you can stand up for your right to seem, dress, and behave however you darn well please. And in so doing, you will have my respect, admiration, and principled support. But if you scare me, I'll call John Ashcroft on you myself.
Aaron Freeman lives in Chicago.